there is this modern programming that is out there of like, I'm super independent. No one needs to know about this. Sure, you can move through that on your own. Go for it. Do it. It's very lonely. I've tried. When you are building community or you're surrounding yourself with women that are on the same path as you or growing in directions, not only do they keep you accountable, but you get to see their evolution and they get to be a part of your own evolution.
We're really craving to hold women more in person. We wanted to combine our love of entrepreneurship and business with wellness.
We are going to be launching an in-person deep dive immersion day where you can like remove the noise, get shit done in your business, be with other women that are also working on their business and create community around that.
If you come to any of our events, you will be asked deeper, uncomfy questions in a beautiful way, though, because we want to know you.
The instant energetic exchange that you get from social media dissolves versus an in-person, like 30-minute conversation fills you up so much deeper. And that's what you get to find through finding community.
This is the year to step into more community, to be more expressive, to be more vulnerable. This is the year to do it. Welcome to the Fully Expressed Podcast.
We're your hosts, Karenna and Samantha.
This show is your permission slip to stop holding back. Here, we talk about what it really means to live unapologetically you in your relationships, your business, and your everyday life.
We believe the most magnetic version of you is rooted in self-expression, honesty, vulnerability, and showing up fully as you are. When you own that, you naturally attract the people, the opportunities, and the life that is meant for you.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode. Today, we are talking all about community.
We know that so many of you are craving to cultivate a community that feels real, authentic, and that meets you where you're at. And so we dove really deep into the details of what it actually looks like to put yourself out there, to find a community that really aligns with you and the answers that you can find in creating a community that aligns with you.
If you're someone who is interested in building a community or just being a part of one, this episode is really gonna scratch that itch. We hope you enjoy.
Hi guys. So Sam and I wanted to jump into all things community. And the reason why is because we're hearing so many people crave community. And I think it's because since the pandemic, everything went virtual and there's this desire to be in person. And we even did a whole round of market research questions for all of our community members that we've met in the last year. Mm-hmm. And when you ask them about the word community, there's this like instant, like, yeah, that's very important to me. And I want to start off with saying, like, I don't ever think it really clicked how important it was for me until this last year. Mm-hmm. I always thought like, oh, I can get away with like having a friend or two here or just like having people that I connect with myself or I have my partner and I'm good. Or like, you know, maybe I had like groups that I was like a part of, but like I never really, really like dove into creating like a really big community. And at the end of 2024, so right before 2025, I joined Like-Minded OC. And I was in the room with all these other female founders. And I was like, wow, I really feel called to be here. But it was like over time of going back to these spaces and being back and creating this relationship with women where I'm like, wow, I actually need this, mm-hmm. not only for my soul and like my own connection, but there's like this natural accountability and that happens and this ability to be held by other women. Mm-hmm. And so I think whether you've built a community or you've found a community or you know that in-person community is something that you are craving to create for yourself, I just want to say like, listen to that desire. And we wanted to kind of unpack, what does it mean to even find community? Where do you start? How do you identify them? And what does it require of us to create and build a really beautiful community?
Love all that.
Yeah. So, I mean, Sam, you've also really dabbled in like creating even bigger community, not only within Fully Expressed, but like also with just your friends. Mm-hmm. So I would love to start with you too. Like, where have you been when it comes to reestablishing female friendships or just female business owners that you feel really inspired by?
Yeah, something I think about is loyalty in a sense to community. I think about, I chose this year to commit to, so I love Pilates. I've done it since I was 15 years old. And I tended to be the person that dabbled in many studios. And I found a studio I really energetically felt aligned with. I liked the teachers. I loved the vibe. Karenna got to experience it this past weekend. And I decided to commit to a year, which is big for me. I am good at committing to some things, but things when it comes to fitness or certain aspects of my life. I really like flow and I like variation, but it was a big deal. But also one of the reasons I did is because I loved the community that mm-hmm. she's building and I wanted to be a part of it. And I think that more and more when we did our market research, so much of the response was, I'm looking for community, I'm looking for sisterhood. And then one of the questions we followed up with was, why and what does community mean to you? And of course, people said friendship and connection and growth. But one of the things I thought was interesting that so many women said was reflection and wanting to receive honest feedback mm-hmm. and mirror energy to like be more accountable and honest with themselves about maybe either one relating to where other women are struggling or other people, humans, men, are struggling as well. And also to receive positive and I wouldn't call it negative feedback, but just real feedback into maybe the areas of their life that they don't see blocks. Mm-hmm. And I think for me personally, that's something I've also called in this year, definitely within my friends, but even within other people, I've heard myself and realized I'm asking, you know, oh, if you want to give me honest feedback, I want to hear it. You know, and I think that's something that community can bring as well. Mm-hmm. So I've felt called in lots of different aspects of wanting to belong to a part of something that I believe in and also receiving that feedback, that support. I mean, that's something I loved also about Like-Minded OC is that mm-hmm. you have all these women that are on the same path as you in different stages. Mm-hmm. And so you get to see what's in front of you, but you also get to see people beside you. And I think that's, and people behind you. And I think that's really powerful in receiving honest feedback, but also just in having accountability and having that passion to continue, even mm-hmm. when it feels hard, because you see people overcoming what you're faced against.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's like the evolution of you. Yeah. And I think one thing that I love about community is just like circling back with women that have heard like, hey, I want to build this thing, or I have this idea for this idea, or I have this idea for my business, or I have ideas for my family. And then the next time I catch up with them, I tell them that I created it. And I'm like, wow, it's so cool that you heard me talk about the idea or the thing that I desired, and then I was able to share it. And so when you are building community or you're surrounding yourself with women that are on the same path as you or are growing in directions or are like in your space, not only do they keep you accountable, but they also, you get to see their evolution and they get to be a part of your own evolution.
Yeah.
And I think that's really special. Like, that's so special to have someone in it with you. Mm-hmm. That was something else that a lot of the women said, like, what does the word community mean back? It's just like someone that holds you, sees you, hears you. Because it's so special to have someone that's in it with you. Mm-hmm. And I think there is this like modern programming that is out there of like, you've got to do it on your own. Mm-hmm. I'm super independent. No one needs to know about this. I can process it on my own. I'm going to prove to everyone that I can get to the thing that I said I was going to get to. Mm-hmm. There's that. Yeah. You can move through that on your own. Go for it. Do it. It's very lonely. Mm-hmm. I've tried. mm-hmm. And imagine welcoming someone that's in it with you every day that you can talk about it with or that you can share, like, this is what I'm running up to. This is the challenge that I have. And then these people pour into you and they're like, hey, here's an idea. Here, I'm happy to help you with this. I'll do this. There's answers in community there that you don't find when you want to do things on your own.
Yeah, I think you are definitely stronger together. And I feel that, you know, something in Ball at Like-Minded has said is that everything you need within your business is a relationship away. And I think that is really true when you're on the entrepreneurial journey, you realize how much community mm-hmm. supports you on your path and that you don't have to do it alone when you put yourself in groups where other people are on the same journey mm-hmm. as you, because you just help each other with different things mm-hmm. and you bring your expertise and you can offer your skill set. And I think definitely from a place of career, it's so mm-hmm. powerful to have mm-hmm. that. And like you said, to not be alone in it. Mm-hmm. I also wanted to speak to like, what are your thoughts? Like if it's not work, you know, cause some people just want community cause they want connection and friendship and they just want to be seen for who they are.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. You can still find that. That brings me to like, where can you find these things? Mm-hmm. Well, the power of social media in like such a great way is like, there's so many people that are groups that are growing, creating groups. Like now our Fully Expressed community page, like literally if you go through our feed, like it's just like, hey, I'm hosting this event for my friends, or hey, you're invited to this book club, or hey, I got together with these girls that were all like making a meal or a recipe from the same cookbook and we're just mm-hmm. coming together to do it together. So I think it doesn't have to be just in business. It can be around any subject that you love. For example, pickleball, that is blowing up. And there's so many pickleball groups out there. So it's like,
pickleball's so fun, you guys, if you haven't tried it.
Yes, everyone should play pickleball. It was so fun. But it's just like, if you sit down with yourself and in this moment and you're like, what are the things that I love to do? Mm-hmm. Do I love reading books? Do I love cooking? Do I want to learn how to love cooking? And then I promise you, there's an idea out there that's either someone's already creating it, or the other idea is like, you can create it for yourself. And usually when you have an idea, there's other people that are like, I want to do that with you too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think about June. We had June on. He runs the group at, in San Diego. And something he said on that episode, I think he said it in the episode, but he definitely said it to us personally, which is, what did he say? 30 businesses have been formed from people that have attended this this free community group that he created. And, you know, exactly to your point, like, ideas come to fruition. There's people to help you. There's like a belief behind you. You know, it's interesting because I think a lot about how people say, oh, don't share your ideas. And that's a very, you know, and I think it's true to a certain extent. Like, there's certain people you probably shouldn't share your ideas with, like, if they're not supportive. But when you go into community where other people are also bringing their ideas, I think that's a beautiful place to share your ideas. Mm. And that's where people can say, oh my gosh, I love this. Let me support you in it.
Mm-hmm. I also think, like, if you're in a group and you have the same idea as someone else, don't be scared.
Yeah.
It's okay. We need multiple people to have to bring forward different ideas. Like, when I look at, like, Fully Expressed community in our in-person events, like, we have other friends that do the same thing. And I go to their stuff because I want to be an attendee, not because I want to be a facilitator, you know? So I think, like, lean into the idea and create, and that's how you're going to find community. The other thing that's super important to community is consistency. I'm going to be honest. Like, whether you're trying to build a friendship, like, doubling up, following up, like, hey, let's, I really love this. Like, let's go to coffee. Or, hey, like, you know, they have a monthly container and I'm going to sign up for the monthly container, similar to how you signed up for your Pilates studio, because you're like, if I commit, one thing that I found that works for me personally as someone that has multiple businesses and jobs and ideas and inspirations and wants to be traveling, when I pay for something, it keeps me even more accountable to seeing that thing through. And I used to be like, oh, I don't have to use money as a way to keep me accountable. But I do. Like, I do. It needs to be something that I pay for. Mm-hmm. It needs to be something that's on my calendar. And I also have to energetically commit to, like, I'm going to be showing up to these events.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. Because even though I made only one friend at the first event, the more that you go back, the more you're going to find other people that you're going to like. It's like dating, to be honest.
It's so true. I mean, I just think I'm the same. As someone who is loves freedom and non-committal in certain circumstances, committing to that studio felt so good. And I feel like I did a good thing for myself, but also I get to support this woman that's building this beautiful community of instructors and guests and or clients. And I'm supporting my body and I'm doing all these things. And, like, recently it was my birthday and Karina planned a beautiful little class at the studio and they even wrote me a birthday card. Like, that, you know, I feel welcomed there. I feel special because I got to be I chose to be a member of this place. And like you said, I'm accountable. Like, I show up 3 times a week when I'm in town because I know I've paid for this and it feels good. It's good for my body. And so, yeah, to your point, I think it's okay to spend money I think people need to view it as an investment. Like, you're investing in community. And I remember I don't know if we've talked about this before, but I did see a TikTok where this woman was saying, people want to be a villager, but not a part of the village. And I think that is a mind shift that's changing. But, like, if you're part of a community, you're going to be inconvenienced, you know, and that community is so important. But it also means, like, maybe you're sacrificing money or you're sacrificing your time or your energy. But what you get back, what you're speaking to and I'm speaking to, is that it's worth the investment because you get back tenfold what you put in.
Absolutely. And I think, can we talk a little bit about the inconveniences that can come up?
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, it's on a Thursday. Like, I usually have this thing at this time. Or, like, oh my goodness, you know, they want something, you know, it's just like, community is also a relationship to a thing, right? Mm-hmm. So like not only are you building with one person, you're building with a group of people, right? So like there's going to be things that they ask of you. They're like, oh, I don't really want to do that. Like there's moments where you're like, oh, I don't really want to go. Every time that I go,
yeah,
when my own internal stuff isn't going on, I'm like, I'm so glad that I went.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that I saw this person. I'm so glad that I caught up. I'm so glad that I had this conversation, or I feel better. Like mm-hmm. that's the other thing. Like when I surround myself with sisters or with friends and I'm just like not feeling it and I just want to stay on the couch and watch a movie and watch a show and, you know, cuddle with Nick and Cusco, I'm like, wait, I feel better that I went to the thing than I would have if I would have just stayed home. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the other thing that community is giving us is connection. It's energy. There's an energetic exchange. Mm-hmm. You and I talk about that every time that we host events. Like there's nothing like hosting an in-person event because there's this energetic exchange mm-hmm. and people are craving that because you don't get that instant energetic exchange yeah. that you get from social media dissolves. Mm-hmm. It's like, wait, I got 10 minutes of social media scrolling. I need another 30, I need another hour. It doesn't land with you because it's so short versus an in-person like 30-minute conversation or 10-minute conversation mm-hmm. fills you up so much deeper. And that's what you get to find through finding community.
I think it also builds the muscle of tolerance and it builds the muscle of doing hard things because maybe not for everyone. I mean, some people are very extroverted and like it's easy for them to enter community or to go to spaces. But for you and I, who we love I would say I'm an extroverted introvert.
I'm the same.
Yeah. Like we love talking to people and we love hosting things. But sometimes, yeah, we want to just be on the couch and watch TV with our significant others and our dogs.
There's a space for that. I'm not saying 100%. That.
But I think that, you know, by hosting these events, by going to these things, it also shows me, oh, there is reward when you do something that in the moment feels challenging or feels uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. And there's connections that you find and answers, right? Like we were just saying, like, you never know who you're going to meet. That's mm-hmm. the other reason why we love the podcast so much, because mm-hmm. we met incredible guests that I would never
have met
before. Or like maybe we knew them, but we didn't really know them. And yeah. our time is so precious, but there is this beautiful thing about in person that you can find. One thing I want to transition to a little bit is like, how to identify that a community is not for you. Mm. Because I think it's so easy. Once you start building community, at least for me, one thing that I struggle with the most is like, oh my God, I want to be a part of all of them. Like my friend's building this one, my friend's building that one, or like, oh my gosh, on social media, everyone's going to this community. How do I know it's not for me? Mm-hmm. One, I fully trust that like if the opportunity for me to go is going to happen, it's going to align, then I'll go. Mm-hmm. But then also like you just know, like you're like, okay, I would love to give this a few times. And if it doesn't align with your energy, that's okay. You will find the people. You will, if you trust that you will attract the people and the spaces that you want to be a part of, you will naturally know when it's not for you. And also trying not to have FOMO by other yeah. people being a part of other communities, like yeah. choosing communities that you really want to be a part of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think you have to decide too. I think about my jewelry studio is definitely a community of people, mostly women. And I would say I probably in the real world wouldn't be friends. I don't want to say wouldn't be friends because that sounds mean, but like I don't even know we would have even met in the real world. Like we're totally different from different cultures, from different backgrounds, different ages, like significantly different ages. And I think because we all have this common interest, it brought us together and we have such a beautiful mm. dynamic and relationship. And most of us actually still don't hang out a lot outside of the studio. We have done jewelry things together. But there's a camaraderie that forms just in the common interest of what you're doing. And I actually love the time I've spent there because it has opened my mind to so many other perspectives and people who think differently than me that I would have never been exposed to before because mm-hmm. I tend to be drawn to people who are more like-minded. And I've loved we've had some difficult conversations in there. We've gotten into heated discussions. We've healed things. We've loved on each other. We've been vulnerable together. And I think it is because of the commonality of jewelry and like creativity that has brought us together mm-hmm. and day in and day out spending time together mm-hmm. every single week for the last probably, I think all the women in my particular time slot have been there for like 5 years and plus. Mm-hmm. So we've built this beautiful dynamic. And I think you can join multiple communities for different aspects of yourself. You know, Karen and I spend so much time together and a lot of time with the women that we call into our community, and it fills me in one way. And then the creative aspect is filled in another way. And I think that you sometimes, maybe one community doesn't bring it all together, so you can have multiple communities. And like you said, it's through trial and error. Like, you got to put yourself out there and decide. I think it's important to know, am I looking for a community that has a common interest, or am I looking to be seen and heard in myself? And you may find that in both, but you'll definitely be seen in a different way when you're finding people that are on the same path as you versus people that have the same hobbies and interests as you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The one thing that comes up that I don't think a lot of people talk about, and I was having this reflection myself, I was like, I'm so good at meeting people. I have no problem putting myself out there. I have no problem walking into a room of men and talking to people. I have no problem signing up for the event and going by myself. Like, I'm so not scared in that. Mm-hmm. I just do it. And I'm totally fine just showing up and talking to people.
Yeah.
And I was like, how can I do that so well? And I was like, reflect, because this came up in conversation with one of my sales reps, and he's so nervous to go in person because he's so used to virtual.
Yeah.
I was like, what do you mean you're nervous? Like, you got to just do it. And I think coming from a sales background, like, I've gotten so comfortable in putting myself out there. But I was going to say, it's very vulnerable because you're also reaching your hand. You're raising your hand and saying, like, I want friends, or I want people to do this with. Mm-hmm. It's very vulnerable to ask the universe or people and see if people want to do that with you. Mm-hmm. Right? Even when we build events, we've talked about this. Like, it's very vulnerable to create a thing and then say, come, you know, do you want this thing that we've created for you? Like, do you want this? And that is scary to receive. And I think making friends is scary.
Yeah.
To an extent. Like, it's nerve wracking. And I want to talk a little bit to that, because it is vulnerable to say, I want to be your friend. And that's what also is required of us, is like us feeling comfortable to be like, I feel really called to be a part of this community. I want to be here, which means you get to be there, right? And so if you're listening, you're like, yeah, Karina, like, I hear you, and Samantha, like, this is so cool, but like, I'm scared to put myself out there. I'd say you got to build a muscle and you got to just do it. I know that sounds really, really like direct, but like, there's no other way to face those fears unless you put yourself in those rooms. And then you will be surprised with the right spaces, with the right women, with listening to your truth and trusting your intuition and not listening to fear. The community will surprise you. Like, there's moments still where I'm like, wait, did you really just say that you would help me with this thing? Or did you really just see me that way? Like, I didn't realize you cared enough to see me. Like, there's also so much healing that happens, but we got to get over the hump of like, I'm so scared to put myself out there.
Yeah.
Like, do it. Like, you're only going to find more in facing that fear and moving through the discomfort.
I feel like for me, when I was in my early 20s, I was so insecure and shy. And now I can talk to anybody and I can get on a stage. I'm not as nervous. But before, I was good one-on-one. Like, I can talk to anyone one-on-one, but you put me in front of a camera, you put me, you know, in front of a group of people, I wanted to shit my pants. And I feel like I forced myself to take improv. I forced myself to take acting classes. I forced myself to like attend events alone. And I do find, like, when I lived in LA, there was a community art school, and it was available to anyone, and you had to get there early and sign up. But I took ceramics, and again, none of them I hung out with outside of ceramics, but like, I loved going there and we had great conversations when I was there. And I think that helped build the muscle to eventually do other things and for me to reach out and be like, hi, do you want to hang out? Do you want to be friends? And I think the more I signed up for things that put me in discomfort, the easier I felt speaking in front of people and putting myself out there and asking to be friends or asking to hang out with people. And so I think, you know, one suggestion would be maybe you sign up for a class first, or a hobby, or you find a community that's like pickleball, like you said, where you don't have to talk quite as much, like you're playing. And through that, I think the muscle gets worked and then you're able to do more and more uncomfortable
things,
asks and situations. Yeah.
Even now that I've gotten super comfortable, like, ish for the most part, I'm like really comfortable with being in a room of strangers. I have no problem talking to a wall at this point if you're there. But I will say I still crave to be put uncomfortable, like be put in uncomfortable situations. Mm-hmm. And so I say that with because I find myself in uncomfortable situations every time. I'm like, whoa, there's a little bit more of me that I didn't even know existed. Mm-hmm. Or, wow, there was a little bit of fear there that I didn't realize. I know, especially like maybe 2 years ago, like being in the room with people like Samantha Skelly or people that are really successful could be like, wait, they're doing the thing that I want. And I'm like, okay, that means I need to get in the room and feel comfortable being their friend. Mm-hmm. And now I even crave to be in rooms where I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be with certain people, but even like actions, like improv, like you mentioned, like I've been really craving to do improv. And I'm like,
I think every person should do improv. I think improv is one of the most powerful ways to get over your fears, yourself.
Yeah.
It's fun. You laugh. Everyone doesn't know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. It's so great. I think everyone should do it.
Yeah. Like, so fun. So I think we're talking about community here, but like this like muscle of being uncomfortable and craving to be uncomfortable is such a gift when you can get to the place of like, there's so much good in feeling uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. If anything, I'm like so comfortable with being uncomfortable. And that is the ultimate goal. I think if you want to grow, if you want to stretch, if you want to meet yourself in ways and be met by the universe in ways that you haven't been met by yet.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's in line with the episode we recently dropped on where we're headed in 2026 and the fire horse and all the things. Community is a big part of that. I spoke about the new moon being in Aquarius and the solar eclipse in Aquarius, and we're all craving more connection. We're all craving more community, but so many of us, like you said, are afraid or they don't know how to build that muscle. And so that's all we're speaking to is this is the year to do it. This is the year to step into more community, to be more expressive, to be more vulnerable. And again, if you listen to our previous episode where we talk about this, like vulnerability is such a huge part of really entering community in a profound and like authentic way.
Mm, so good. Yeah, I love this so much. I think maybe we should give them an update on what we're trying to do.
Yes. So Corinne and I, as you know, if you've listened to previous episodes, you'll know that we've closed, or you follow us, you'll know we've closed our virtual community, which was such a beautiful but difficult decision. That's something Corinne created 2 years ago. And, you know, we have the most incredible, beautiful women in that community. And even just in the year I've been a part of it, watching them flourish and thrive and step into their power has been just divine. I mean, just so beautiful to watch. But we were really craving to hold women more in person. And we did a lot of wellness events last year. But we wanted to combine our love of entrepreneurship and business with wellness, because so many of us want these big dreams and visions as entrepreneurial women, as entrepreneurial people, but we don't always have the capacity within ourselves, or we're not tapped in fully to the body when we're trying to take the course or take the class, or we're confused and don't have clarity about what we need to do to even step forward in the direction we want to go. And so Corinne and I wanted to create a space where we could bring all of that together.
Mm-hmm. We are going to be launching, this is like a little secret, but some people know about this already, but we're going to be launching an in-person deep dive immersion day. The name is still working itself out, but that's what Sam's talking to. So where you can like remove the noise, get shit done in your business, be with other women that are also working on their business and create community around that. And so we're going to be launching these like deep dive immersion days starting in March. I think our first one's at the end of March through March, April, May, June. There's going to be four of them that we're going to be launching, and you guys can be a part of that to join. So if there's any interest in getting shit done, being around other women that are also craving to get shit done, to keep yourself accountable to working towards your business, your goals, and the mission that you're on, and also being surrounded by like-minded women that can hold you, see you, and call you forward, this space is going to be for you. And you can reach out to us on Instagram, just DM us deep dive, and we'll talk through it and share with you what we're creating. But it's the feedback that we're getting is just incredible. And going back to like, you think of an idea, you create the thing, and then we're asking our community to share with what they want, and then creating that, it's been amazing to see how women really, really want this and crave this.
And this isn't just dropping into your body. This is, like Karina said, dropping into your body and then really honing in on your marketing, really understanding your branding, really understanding how to step into leadership, to be seen, to be vulnerable, to be heard, to show up on social media more. Like, these are the topics we're going to be tackling, because these are the things that we struggle the most with as entrepreneurs. And so many of us, you know, get overwhelmed by all the noise and information, to Karina's point. And so we really want to create a space where you can come and actually move the needle in your business. And in turn, because Karina and I talk about this a lot, you're going to move the needle in your life too, because entrepreneurship is a direct reflection of you. It is, your business is you. And as you evolve, as to Karina saying, putting yourself in rooms with bigger people or bigger situations, like, you realize that you have more capacity, you start to take in more understanding, you bring in more money, and your business flourishes and thrives and expands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what she said, and we want to invite you guys to join. So this isn't in person. You can fly in for this. We have people that are considering to fly in for this event. Mm-hmm. But again, if you want the dates, you want the details of when this is happening, just reach out to us on Instagram and deep dive, because we really want to create spaces like this, and we'll see what else comes through.
And you don't have to do all four. You could do just one.
Yeah. You guys depend. Yeah. But again, this is us from listening to our community and then us listening to an idea and creating an idea. So I also want to lean into, as we wrap up here a little bit, is like, community is something you can find, but community is also something that you can create.
Yeah.
And this is your invitation to either find it and lean into it, or also like your invitation to create one of your own, of what you're craving in your life. And I promise you that there are other people in this world. There's so many people in this world. Like, billions and trillions and gazillions of people that have desires like yours.
Mm-hmm. Or it, needing your wisdom.
Totally.
And even we got a response from our immersion days when we sent it out for people to get on the wait list. Someone wrote us and was like, oh my gosh, I need to create this. I want to create something like in my community, because she doesn't live where we live. And so, yeah, it's like, and we weren't like, oh no, that's our idea. We're like, yeah, girl, get it. Like, do it. More women need support, you know? Mm-hmm. And the thing Karina and I are most passionate about is creating community where women feel seen and heard. Because one of the things we can attest to is we've been to so many events, and oftentimes it feels very Instagram-y. It feels very vibey, but you don't leave with friendships. You don't leave with deeper connections. You don't necessarily leave feeling seen. And that is something I think that is so important to look for when you're looking for a space to come back to again and again, is, are they seeing you? Are they hearing you? Are they acknowledging your existence and what you represent and how beautiful you are? Because you're such a unique, amazing individual, and you deserve to be heard. You deserve to be seen. You deserve to have your energy felt.
Mm. Yeah. The other thing I would say that I look for in community, especially, is like, when I feel seen, is like, are they asking me deeper questions? Do they really care? Because when I go to like an Instagram mobile like Pilates event, they're like, oh my God, you look so cute.
I love your outfit.
I'm like, yes, thank you for commenting my outfit. But I really love the people that comment on my outfit and also are like, how are you? What's up? What are you building? Like, what's present for you? I would love to get to know you beyond what you do. Like, those are the spaces that I personally feel drawn to. And so if you're looking for spaces like that, that's something that Sam and I really do value. Because I don't know about you guys, but I think if you listen to the previous episode, we're all being driven towards authenticity and realness and rawness. And that means that we got to put ourselves in spaces where depth is a foundation of that. It's not just like a surface level of what you look like, how much you bring in, the outside image. It's like, oh no, your internal world is welcome, and I want to know about it.
Yeah, if you come to any of our events, you will be asked deeper, uncomfy questions in a beautiful way, though, because we want to know you, you know? And yes, it's cool to know what you do, or you will never hear us ask you first off, what do you do? Never. Like, we'll be like, how are you really doing? What's going on in your life? What's the most challenging thing you've had to face this year so far? And I think when you can just push right past the normalities and ask those deeper questions, people are like, oh.
Like what?
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels really good to be seen, you guys. I mean, a big part of being fully expressed is giving yourself permission to be seen and expressing yourself in that, and then learning how to receive it, which, as women, we got to learn how to receive. Like, it's so big.
Yeah.
But you'll find that in community. So, yeah, I think as we wrap up this episode, is there anything else that's coming up?
No, I think you said it. Like, if you can't find it, create it. You'll find the people to come to you.
Yeah. We just, yeah, I think ultimately, you guys, if you're listening to this, we want to see you guys flourish. We want to see you guys express yourselves. We want to see you active, like an active being in this physical world that is walking and moving through a place of authenticity and realness. And that is so available to all of us. And a big part of that is finding that with community, with sisterhood, with people that you feel allow you to express a part of you that you so deeply find important in your life.
Yeah, I think the last thing I would just say is, speaking from my own experience as I was referring to being a part of the jewelry community, is put yourself in places where people think differently than you. Because I also think that from those opportunities, you realize that most of us still want the same things. Like the values and the things we desire in life are the same, but we may have different belief systems. And I think, and Karina and I have spoken about belief systems before, but it's just so beautiful when you can actually listen and be open-minded and hear other people's perspectives. And I think when you open yourself to that, it just shifts your whole reality in such a beautiful way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's so many gifts in being in relationship with other people. I mean, that's ultimately like what's so hard for us in this podcast. Like, choose a topic that you want to talk about. And I'm like, well, we talk about entrepreneurship, we talk about business, we talk about relationships, because relationships are everything else.
Like, yeah,
we are constantly in relationship to something or someone. You find so many
answers. Our business is a relationship, our career, our, yeah, it's just so interesting. Yeah, relationships are the foundation of life.
And I think, yeah, we need each other. I mean, before our world got to this place of, I'm independent.
Yeah.
I think God really created us to connect with one another. That's why we're drawn 100%. To people. That's why we are intimate with people. Like, not just like mentally intimate, but I'm saying like physically intimate with men and women. Like, we are drawn to connect, to make life when we are together.
Yeah.
And whether you are physically intimate or emotionally intimate with someone, you are creating life. You are pouring energy into this beautiful world. And the more communities that are safe, the more communities that inspire, the more communities that are deep, the more communities that are real, and the more that you put yourself in them, we're healing the world.
Yeah. And you get to choose, which is so cool. You don't have to stick. You can choose who you want to be with and who you want to be around.
Absolutely. So with that being said, again, if you would love to be about the a part of these immersion events that we're going to be creating, they're very special. We would love for you to reach out to us on Instagram. Just DM us deep dive and we'll send you more info, answer any questions, to share with you if it's aligned. And then if anything, I hope that you step out and into the world, go find a community that feels really aligned with a part of you that craves to be expressed.
Yeah.
If you don't find it, we are giving you the invitation right now to go create it.
Yes. Till next time.
Hey.
We hope you loved today's episode and that it sparked something in yourself on your journey to becoming more fully expressed.
Don't forget to check the show notes for all the details and resources from today's conversation. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review.
We'd love to hear your thoughts and takeaways, as it really helps us to create better content that actually serves you.
This week, we invite you to show up even more as you. More honest, more real, more expressive in your life and business. And we'll see you on the next one.